When you read about World War II or Vietnam, they are wars that happened decades ago. They seem far away and foreign. Reading about them in a history book or finding an article online still doesn't make these wars seem real. However, when you have veterans in your family, these wars become part of a family legacy. My grandfather and my uncle both fought in different wars. Just stating they are veterans means they fought in a war. But their individual stories are what makes the wars real. I never met my grandfather who fought in the infantry in World War II. However, as my father relates his father's stories, they become family stories. My father has a German officer's map case. This war souvenir becomes a prop when he tells me how his father came across a farmhouse and captured three officers and brought their map case home, which is now part of our family history. When my father tells a story and shows an actual artifact from World War II, the story becomes real. My veteran grandfather, who died before I was born, becomes real. My uncle, who fought in Vietnam, is another important part of our family history. His stories are very different from the Vietnam movies, where we see protests and flag burning. Our family joke is that Uncle Wayne shot thousands of people in Vietnam. This is followed by telling everyone he is a photographer for the Air Force. He loved Vietnam so much that when he was discharged, him and his wife lived in Saigon for another 2 years. The stories he tells are about a beautiful country and people. Veterans are important as they are the key to remember that the events they experienced were real. This is important so people understand what happened and to learn about our country's past. When a veteran has a story, his or her life story doesn't end with them. My grandfather is gone, but his stories were passed down 3 generations to me. They are now part of my story, which I can pass down to a 4th generation when I tell my children about a war that happened close to 100 years ago. Veterans and their stories are important so that we can understand what it takes to be a veteran. I am blessed in having veterans in my family. In the process of writing this essay, my father shared more knowledge of the importance of veterans in our family, as I have uncles that fought in Desert Storm, Iraq, and Afghanistan in the Air Force, Army, and Navy. These conversations are important. It is the individual veterans' stories that also makes us see war differently. A random YouTube video popped up when I was writing this essay. It was about the Stigler-Brown incident in World War II. We think of war as two sides trying to kill each other. However, in World War II, a German fighter ace came across a United States B-17 bomber that was so damaged it was defenseless. Rather than notching up another kill, the German pilot escorted the bomber past German defenses and left it at the coast to safely fly home to Britain. It is stories like this that can first be told by veterans who lived the experience and presents a different perspective of war. A perspective that personalizes that these were people and not just soldiers. These perspectives are important to really understand the importance of veterans and their stories. Not everyone has veterans in their family. I challenge everyone to let veterans know they are important and ask them to share their stories. When stories are shared, they become part of us. Their images and ideas weave into our being. Veterans are important in passing on their stories. Having these conversations are what makes wars real and can hopefully help to shape our future.